But you know what really is amazing is the kind of local coverage that Green Bench Monthly, St. Pete's original community magazine, brings to this town. So I'm going to welcome the publisher. Ashley, welcome.
Hi, Nanette. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about how you got started, what your vision was, and what Green Bench is about.
Well, my husband and I started working for a group of community magazines fresh out of college. We fell in love with publishing and storytelling and kind of that grassroots publication. So when we moved to St. Pete, we first bought our house in 2014. We didn't really find what we were looking for out here. So we felt like it was a perfect opportunity to start our own. And the rest is kind of history.
Well, you actually are a Florida girl. You graduated University of South Florida,
mm-hmm.
majored in marketing, and you started working for a group of magazines in West Central Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You have a passion for storytelling, and you just covered our friend Tiffany Rosano, who was on air
yes.
with us this week.
Tiffany's great.
Tell us a little bit about the stories you most enjoy telling that you're proud of.
History is a huge part of our publication. So in every issue, one of the first stories you'll flip to is a story about the history of St. Pete. It's written by Monica Kyle, who is a local historian. We also feature local businesses, nonprofits, people of St. Pete, like Tiffany Rosano. So people that are really making a difference and making an impact in St. Pete. We also feature lots of community events and specials from local businesses.
What is, it's sort of funny because I was talking to the Green Bench Brewery, and I think we need to remind people, it's two separate
yes.
companies, right?
We love their beer, but we are not affiliated, so.
How has downtown St. Pete changed since you started this magazine?
Oh, so much. It's just grown exponentially. I think one of the biggest things is just every block you turn down, there's more construction, buildings going up, things being renovated, changing, and a lot more people moving here. So it's fantastic. But I think with that comes responsibility to make sure that we're growing in the right direction and make sure that it's sustainable growth that is good for all of us.
The Arts Coast. We have become the Arts Coast from the
yes.
Mural Project to our theaters. Talk to us a little bit about how you have watched that happen.
It's pretty incredible. I think St. Pete just draws talented people. There are so many people here that just are very expressive, and either whether it's through writing, whether it's through painting or spoken word, dance, you name it. St. Pete is a fantastic city, and I think people want to live here and celebrate it.
You have two little ones.
I have.
You have two dogs and a one-year-old daughter. Excuse
yes.
me. Although fur babies
count. I have three little babies.
Let's
yes.
talk a little bit about how this is a family-friendly and a dog-friendly town.
It is. It is. Now having a one-year-old, I'm kind of seeing it through that lens of, we're participating more, Localtopia, for example, seeing Nomad Art Bus and watching my daughter paint on the side of the bus and getting to do some of the family activities. It's definitely different from how we've experienced Localtopia in the past, but there's so much for everybody, and I think it's just a wonderful city to raise kids in, and it's super dog friendly. We bring our dogs everywhere.
Absolutely. Magnolia Heights is a lovely neighborhood. It's an emerging neighborhood. Tell us a little bit about that.
Magnolia Heights was the first place that we bought a home in 2014. We bought a 1928 wood frame bungalow that we spent way too much time renovating. It was a constant work in progress, but Magnolia Heights is great. There's a lot of new homes going up right now. There's a lot of turnover, but it's such a great location and just a really great place to live. We're in Euclid St. Paul now, so just a few neighborhoods down. We like to keep close to MLK, apparently.
So. Are you excited about the new Sunday market?
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about that.
Tampa
Bay Markets, thank you so much.
Yeah, we love this the Sunday market. They have so many things. I think it's a perfect complement to the Saturday market. There's local produce and honey and, all the local delights that your heart desires. So it's
and RadioSt.Pete.com is often there. I really, really love that you are green. Let's talk a little bit about our community and its sustainability and what goes on to be eco-friendly. We have our annual events in April for Earth Day, but it's more than that, right? So when you look around, do you see the greening of St. Pete more and more?
Yes, I think overall there's more awareness and more conscientiousness, and people are moving towards greener lifestyle. We're even getting readers writing in saying that they would prefer to receive the magazine by email versus print. So we love print. We will continue to print, but we also love to see that people are thinking about that, and when they want to save paper, do so.
GreenBenchMonthly.com is a little bit different than just the magazine in print, a little bit more expanded.
It is. We have a lot more events on there, some stories that we're not able to run in print. We end up publishing a lot more history photos on there. Our space in print is limited, so we do take advantage of the website to upload content that we may not be able to run in print.
So if somebody has a great story about St. Pete, Ashley, how do they place that with you if they want to tell their story?
They can email hello@greenbenchmonthly.com, and that comes directly to me, and I'll be happy to chat.
So what are some of your favorite, I know we can't just say everybody, but what are some of your favorite things to do as a family and for you and your husband to do?
We really enjoy walking through the parks, taking our dogs and baby and exploring, whether it's Lassig Park or Vinoy, or, going to the markets. The Saturday and Sunday morning markets are both places that we love to be on the weekends. There's so many festivals and so many events happening. We definitely take advantage of it.
So there are some incredible things. I just have the March 2024 issue. The shuffleboard is cool again. Let's talk a little bit about that as they celebrate their 100th anniversary.
I know. It's awesome. Christine is fantastic, and what the shuffleboard club has been and what it means to St. Pete history, I feel like, is so important, and really what it is today and how it's grown is such a testament to just the awesomeness that they bring to St. Pete.
Yes, we always think about shuffleboard being in the mobile home parks, and I love shuffleboard. I love shuffleboard. Pass a grill. I love pass a grill shuffleboard. This is a cool hip thing to do on Friday. So
it is.
There's a tweed ride too. Normally with this, right?
Yep.
I also see that you have the Derby at the Piers coming up in May.
We do. That's a big event that'll be happening. So you can get your tickets online.
And I also see that you have one of my favorite restaurants, Cider Press Pub, a neighborhood pub, and Vegan Grub, that has reopened in a new location.
Yes.
Have you been yet?
They're in historic Kenwood. Yes, we went. They're
tell
fantastic.
Tell me.
Oh, Cider Press does everything so well. All of their food is fantastic. I think even if you're not vegan, it's hard to not enjoy Cider Press.
Well, and on page 8, I see one of my favorite places, RadioSt.Pete.com. Our ribbon cutting was today on March 6th. March 7th will be the Hawthorne Bottle Shop. March 8th is the another event at the Foodie Labs. And gosh, there's a photo of Jay and Joe. We are so grateful that you make us part of your magazine. It's such an honor to be in there. And then
likewise.
People of St. Pete, Erica Sutherland, tell us a little bit about her. And Lynn Waddell is a wonderful writer.
She is. She's fantastic. She lives in our neighborhood. Erica is the executive director of Studio at 620, and she is doing some really exciting things right now. She just came out with her own line of bourbon, which is amazing.
In her spare time.
Yeah, just in her spare time. She is a film director, writer, you name it. So definitely a person that you want to check out and read more about.
You also have somebody on page 7 that we know very well, John R. Miles, author of Passion Struck. His podcast has amazing amounts of download. He's now going to be airing those podcasts with us on Sunday.
Oh, how cool.
Yes.
And he also just came out with a book, which is, I'm working my way through. It's on my desk. It's a great read.
We should have a book club.
Yes.
We should have a book club that we just talk about Passion Struck. Radio St. Pete is a Passion Struck project for me. I think Green Bench is a Passion Struck project for
100%.
You. 100%. What are you reading to your daughter since you're such a wordsmith?
I actually just got a few books from the Story Garden, which is going to be opening up also in our neighborhood.
I want to hear more about that.
that is a great children's bookstore that should be coming summer. But right now we're reading Pout Pout Fish, and we really like the Llama Llama series. My daughter loves to read, so we go through almost her entire bookshelf. Goodnight Moon is a classic. We're always reading that one.
Well, Ashley, we hope you'll come back with us monthly to talk about what's coming up in the next issue. We really want to feature you and your great publication. Is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners from RadioSt.Pete.com today?
I'm grateful for you listening and for you supporting local. I think Radio St. Pete is such an invaluable resource for the community, and the more local news and media we have, I think the better and stronger St. Pete will be. So thank you,
Ashley, for Green Bench Monthly. I can see why this elegant, well-written magazine in print and online, St. Pete's Community Magazine, is such a precious jewel in St. Pete. Thank you.
Thanks, Nanette.